Right now, we're happy to say hello to Mark Spears of The Undefeated joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. He joins us live from inside the NBA's bubble in Orlando, which means he is our first bubblicious guest. We have yet to talk to anyone from inside the bubble. Mark, thank you very much. You have taken our bubble virginity. We appreciate it. How are you doing?
I was actually in the process of getting my oxygen saturation taken.
Ooh, what does that even mean? What is the process of oxygen saturation?
I don't know.
Fair enough. So are you, Mark, in a hotel room right now, quarantining yourself?
Yeah, so I got here yesterday, got off the plane. There was a guy waiting for me, got my bags, drove me straight here. They were trying to give me two double beds, and I'm like, nah, bro, I'm a big dude. I need a king bed. So your boy had to wait about 40 minutes to make sure he got a king bed, got that taken care of, and so took a COVID test for the first time yesterday. It kind of felt like something out of some sci-fi movie, man. Someone knocked at the door, opened the door, and there were like three people in like astronaut-looking uniforms. And it wasn't that bad. It was, they did a little swab of the tongue, both nostrils, and I passed.
Good. Happy. Congratulations.
And so now I've just been getting these amazing meals. Actually, they woke me up this morning because I slept kind of long and got a boom knock at the door, and it was my breakfast. And so I'm waiting on dinner right now, and brother starving a little bit.
Do you know how many people from the media are in the bubble, and how many of them are outside the NBA or the ESPN TNT corporate partner family?
So Rayda, it's hard to answer that question because I don't know how many producers are here. You know, those kind of ilk people, photographers. I do know that there are like less than 20 reporters. So there are like people from not only ESPN and Turner, but LA Times. Gary Washburn is here, from the Boston Globe. There's somebody from the Washington Post, The Athletic. So Dallas Morning News, which is actually a surprise to me. I thought they ran out of money, but Dallas Morning News is here. So nobody from the Orlando Magic, Mark Stein from the New York Times. And but the majority of the reporters that came started quarantining on yesterday, and all had to arrive before like 9 o'clock in order to get their COVID testing.
So there's no actual, I'm sorry, Matt, but there's no actual working list yet of who's reporting on this. I mean, because let's face it, most of the producers are going to be from ESPN or the other networks, including the NBA TV. So in terms of sort of writers and people who cover basketball all the time, there still is no working list that everybody has access to find out who is in and who is out. You just have to sort of happen upon them in the lobby.
Tell me a name, I'll tell you if they're here or not.
Okay, let me just think. Is anybody here from is anybody there from Indianapolis to cover the Pacers?
No. Okay, there really isn't any team reporters except for maybe Tanya Guglia, who covers the Lakers for the LA Times.
Uh-huh.
But most of the writers that are in here are national reporters.
So, okay. Logistically speaking, for you, Mark, you have to stay in your room.
Let me preface this also by saying, I think there's some reporters that are going to be into like the second tier coming next Sunday, and the second tier is they're all staying at a hotel outside the bubble. You have access to the games, but you don't have like access to the practices or getting within 6 feet of the players or anybody in the bubble.
So for you, as part of the you know, first tier, when are you able to get out of your room? Are you basically allowed to go everywhere within the bubble? Like what restrictions do you have, if any?
I'm in the room until next Sunday, assuming I passed all my tests that I need to pass on a daily basis. And they also are taking my temperature and, as I mentioned, my oxygen saturation. on a daily basis. I get to be on the hotel grounds, which is our hotel, the Coronado, but I can't go to any of the hotels that the players are at, coaches, referees. The only time we could even see them or even talk to them is either at practice or at games. So we can't socialize with them. Like, I grew up, you know, playing against Phil Handy. I can't, you know, have a coffee with Phil Handy. I got invited by Monty Williams to go fishing with him. I can't do that. Like, we are not allowed to do anything with the – I can't get a walk-off. I can't get a one-on-one unless the team signs off on it. In essence, everything I would want to do with a player physically would have to be sanctioned by the team and 6 feet away.
Mark Spears, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, and you don't get that senior title without having a whole bunch of players' numbers in your cell phone. Have you been able to communicate with anyone in the NBA? And I'm not asking you to reveal any sources here, but have you gotten the idea that guys are happy to be there and back at it? Is there more of a concern dominating the bubble than excitement to be there?
I think there's an excitement that's going to continue to grow as the games come on. I've texted with Kyle Korver, who is going to put Black Lives Matter on the back of his jersey. I've also texted with Josh Hart for different reasons, wine reasons. We're both wine aficionados, as Ray knows this about me. And I have actually a wine suitcase that I brought, like 10 bottles. And I have a mini wine refrigerator, as I was recommended by Josh Hart to come to my room hopefully in the next day or two. But I want to send a shout out to Charles Krug Winery, Frank Family Winery, Wall Family Winery. They took care of their boy before he headed out to Orlando. But I got my wine hooked up and I got my coffee. I grind my own beans. I'm bougie like that. I'm waiting on my coffee maker and, you know, get my coffee together too. Mr. Espresso, shout out to Mr. Espresso in Oakland. They're sending me some coffee. So I got my coffee, my wine. If the food's good, I'm all right.
You are a comprehensive whore. Although, in fairness, given now that the wineries are closed because of new orders today by the governor, you got in just in time.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've made two quiet trips to Napa probably over the last month, outside social distance tasting.
All right. So I'm going to act
pretty phenomenal.
I'm going to actually go to a basketball question here. Let's assume everyone more or less gets into the bubble as planned and expected, and all the teams have their full complement of players. It's been a three-team race all year long to hear people tell it. They won't.
Players.
But I don't know how else to talk about it. So let's
start.
Well,
I'll say this. We could, like, go, before you ask that question, go with what you know. Rondo's out.
Okay.
You know, Russell Westbrook is going to be a little bit of a challenge to come here. He had a failed test. But we do know that Rondo and Avery Bradley are out for the Lakers, which I think is a huge, huge loss. And it looks like the Lakers are going to start Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at point guard now.
No, that's a huge loss. You're absolutely right. And I mean with the full complement of players who have not opted out, you know, assuming sickness doesn't keep people out.
Yeah.
Do you see anyone who has a chance to break into that top three with the Lakers and Clippers and Bucks?
On the east side, yeah. I mean, on the east side, I think it's not a given that the Bucks will win. Toronto can get back. They're that good. I also think that now a healthy Boston with Kemba Walker feeling good has a shot. Philadelphia is pretty a little bit more of a dark horse for youth and mental reasons, but hey, they pushed Toronto a year ago. So I think any of those four teams could come out of the East. In terms of the West, I just don't see it. I'm not a huge fan of Houston style of ball. Denver hasn't been there, done that yet. You know, And Utah just isn't ready. Houston, nah, just so to me, it's in the West, it's a LA race.